This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's that time. The Daily Mock at 1 o'clock. Kind of getting that sad feeling. We don't have that many of these left. How many Daily Mocks do we have until the draft?
Yeah.
We only have one full week until one full week of shows before the draft, the Thursday night, a week from this Thursday. So it's coming. All right, let's go to Fox Sports for the latest NFL mock draft. Number one, Tennessee Titans quarterback Cam Ward. Number two, the Browns select Travis Hunter, corner/wide receiver out of Colorado. Number three, the New York Giants select edge Abdul Carter out of Penn State. Of course, the Eagles could trade up for that pick, but that's a separate story. Number four, the New England Patriots select offensive tackle out of LSU, Will Campbell. Number five, the Jaguars select defensive tackle, Mason Graham. And then we go down to the Eagles, and here we have ourselves a new name. We have ourselves a new position with the 32nd pick in the NFL draft, according to this Fox Sports mock draft. The Philadelphia Eagles select Mason Taylor, tight end out of LSU, the son of Jason Taylor. Hugh, your reaction to the Eagles selecting a tight end at 32, Jason Taylor's son?
I mean, my first reaction is that you got your replacement for Dallas Goedert. Yep. That you've talked about him. Big dude, 6'5", 245 pounds. Like, runs good routes, man. Runs really good routes. Had over 1,000 yards last year, 6 TDs in career at his school's records. He was freshman all SEC. I like it. I like the pick.
When I watch highlights of Mason Taylor, he reminds me of a young Zach Ertz. He's very fluid. He's very good in and out of his routes. He catches the ball. He doesn't seem like the biggest guy in terms of blocking, but I'm sure he could put on weight and become a better blocker.
Yeah.
But I think he's a guy that could have some impact right away in the NFL. Mason Taylor, a tight end. See, as much as you guys drove me crazy with the wide receiver thing, at least this is a need.
This is a need.
Right? Like, because I think we all assume Goddard's not going to be here. So that's an interesting one. Mason Taylor, tight end.
Yeah, that would be a good pick. Because then his auntie.
I knew.
Auntie coming to town. Hey, listen. I'm just saying. Auntie coming to town. At least eight games a season.
You had more of a pep in your step for this draft pick than I anticipated.
No, I'm just saying.
It didn't hit me right away.
Auntie coming to town.
Is everyone seeing right through this?
That peanut butter skin.
Uh-huh.
Auntie come with that peanut butter.
Here we go.
I'm talking about a tight end.
I'm not being horny. I'm just saying. Listen, I am a man of the people.
Uh-uh.
And lather Vaseline on me. When you said Jason Taylor's son.
You were thinking?
No, I wasn't thinking.
You were thinking Joy Taylor's nephew.
Everybody else was thinking that. Peanut butter coming to town. Peanut butter coming to Philly.
I'm not sure everyone thought that. Everyone's thinking it.
Most people thought that. Okay. Most guys. Shout out to all the fellas out there on a Friday. Most people thought that, though. Like, Joy Taylor's nephew coming to town? Should be at town.
I don't know. That wasn't my first thought. Now you've brought us all there.
Should be at the pre-game shows and everything.
You think you're going to have a little...
No. I'm just saying, not me.
I mean, you say hi.
Listen, dog. I ain't going to lie. I can't do nothing for her. You can't do, I mean, let's just keep it a bean.
What does that mean?
Just can't do nothing for her.
Okay.
I mean, you know.
All right. Now let's bring it back to Mason Taylor, not just Joy Taylor's nephew. Mason Taylor. Okay. First with the Eagles. I can hear Roger Goodell. The Eagles like Joy Taylor's nephew. Mason, you relax.
Yep.
All right, Daniel Jeremiah.
I hear and, you hit the table.
I know, it's ridiculous. now you got me all messed up. Mason Taylor, LSU, Daniel Jeremiah, and Bucky Brooks, they talked about the idea of this draft pick, and this was independent of this particular mock. They just talked about the idea of the Eagles having some interest here in Mason. Listen to what Daniel Jeremiah said about Mason Taylor and the Eagles. We will. We'll listen together.
The Philadelphia Eagles, by all counts, trying to move Dallas Goedert.
Friday.
I know Howie happens. Always likes to go big if he can. Now, he's drafted some receivers in the first round. Last year, they took a corner in Quinyon Mitchell, you know, but preferred to go big guys. But when you're picking 32 and you're going to send your tight end potentially out the door in Dallas Goedert, I'm looking at that going, that makes a lot of sense for them, man. Mason Taylor to the Eagles.
I'm going to say this. I heard Howie recently on a podcast, and his insight is so great in terms of being on the front end of it. And I heard how we also talk about how they didn't handle the Super Bowl the right way in previous years. Like, they held on to guys for too long. They were a little nostalgic and sentimental. Mm-hmm. I think he has definitely moved past that. He's used it as a learning experience to move on from guys that are older because he wants to retain a younger core who has several prominent pieces that need to get paid. And the only way to do that is to move those guys out and to use the draft as a vehicle to upgrade the talent while keeping it at a team-friendly cost.
NFL.com, did you see their comparison for Mason Taylor?
What is that?
Dallas Goedert. What an ironic pick it would be.
Isn't it ironic?
Yeah. If they take the next Dallas Goedert. I think it's an interesting pick. I was against the wide receiver thing. I'm good. If they are moving off of Goedert, which I don't want them to, but if they're resigned to that, I'm good.
You
take
know,
them.
I just want to say this real quick, because, you know, since we're talking about the mock draft and everything, and we were talking about getting Abdul Carter from Penn State. Now, I like to, every now and then, I'll reach out to some of my old defensive line brethren and ask them questions and ask them how they feel about certain people.
Did you ask about Abdul?
Yeah, I did. I asked a friend of mine about Abdul.
Give me the feedback.
And he said, Courtney Brown, number two.
Oh, that's not good.
Not at all.
That's a bust.
Never
mind. I don't want to hear anymore.
Okay.
No, go ahead.
I mean, but he said, no, that's what he said. And he just left it like that, and I just said, damn, for real? And this is somebody I reached out to that has gotten back in the game and is watching a lot of film lately.
Courtney and LeVar came out at the same time,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. Cool. Yeah, and he had a nice little rookie. He had 69 tackles his rookie season, 4.5 sacks. Second season was cut short due to injury.
No, he did not turn out to be what they thought, though.
But to hear – now, I have to take this with a grain of salt, but – this is somebody that is highly respected, and they know a lot about football.
Well, if he doesn't land here, I hope he's right. And if he lands here, I hope he's dead wrong. Kyle, what do you think? Mason Taylor, some call him JC Taylor's son. Some call him Joy Taylor's nephew.
Peanut butter skin.
Hey, Auntie.
I call him the tight end at LSU that the Eagles could take at 32. What do we think?
The only thing I'm worried about is losing Hugh.
I know.
You ain't got to worry about that. I bring nothing to the table.
We're going to need to put, like, binoculars on you or, like, you know, blinders for the horses. Yeah. We got to do that at the pregame show if she shows up. Hugh, focus.
But as Hugh always says, defense is a luxury.
Oh, goodness.
I'm in on doubling down on the offensive thing, man. So if it's not going to be a third wide receiver, the golden guy, I'm in on getting one of the best tight ends in the draft, sure.
Well, and this feels like a huge need because no one really believes Goddard's going to be back. It's just a matter of time. All right, Mason Taylor, a new name in our daily mocks here at 1 o'clock. All right, 215-592-9494. If you just hopped in, we're giving away a $100 gift card today to Sunoco. Get the highest level performance for your car with 94 octane. Now available exclusively at Sunoco gas stations in Philadelphia. Here's what we're looking for today. On a Tri-Day Friday, your Masters meal. The winner of the Masters from the previous year gets to pick the meal that everyone has before the event. Scotty Scheffler had himself a wonderful meal for everyone the other night. So what is your meal? You get to pick the Masters meal. We've got some good ones so far. I still like the Chinese buffet. There's something so simple about it. But we've gotten more complicated ones with some really good stuff. Your Masters meal.
Chinese buffet, that do sound pretty good.
It does. Best one we get today wins the gift card. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Bam's in Upper Darby. Hey, Bam.
Bam.
Good afternoon, fellas. How you doing?
Hey, what's Bam. What's up?
Before I get my point on my food, I want to go on record, right? Mm-hmm. I want to tell y'all, I'm going on record. I'm Herb's long-lost son from the Northeast. Herb from the Northeast, I'm your long-lost son from Upper Darby.
Like, you're his child?
Yes, I'm his long lost son.
You know what? I buy it. I mean, I mean, who am I to say this is not real? You buy it, Hugh?
No.
Why?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every hue from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Well, Herb got around.
Yeah, I thought, but
I'm looking at a threesome.
But no, man, no, not Herb ain't your pops.
You better keep your mouth down and shut, boy.
You can't tell someone who their pop is. Their
well,
pop's their
I mean,
pop.
Okay, fine, you're right. I was out of pocket.
Yeah, you were out of line, Hugh. All right, Bam, yeah. What do you got for us on Abdul Carter? You all in?
I'm all in. You know, I'm all in. Like, you know how you play, you sit at a poker table and you push all your chips in? I'm all in like that.
We got Bam on our side, everybody. All the people that want Abdul, we got Bam. You don't have Bam on your side, Hugh. You lost Bam.
No, me and Bam took a picture together, though. We still cool, though.
At the buffet, right?
Yeah, we took the buffet.
Yep.
It was a good eating, too.
I'm sure. Did you get to bring food home, or they say no?
I kept it PC.
Did you bring the Tupperware?
I didn't. I didn't bring the Tupperware. But I was told that if I'd have brought the Tupperware, I would have been okay.
Yeah, I feel like that's crossing the line.
That would have definitely crossed.
And I got a Phillies point real quick.
Oh, yeah. What are you thinking?
We need to leave Bone in St. Louis and go get a name. I don't know if he's still on the Lehigh Valley team, but best infielder ever from Upper Darby, Jimmy Haley.
So you want to? I think a lot of people would be good with leaving Bohm in St. Louis this weekend. I mean, if he has an O for the weekend, we might have to leave him there. Bam, what do you got for us? What's your meal at the Masters?
All right, I'm gonna start with appetizers. We're gonna start with Vietnamese egg rolls.
Okay,
some blue eggs, and then we're gonna move on to the main course.
What kind of eggs?
Is that the one that we got that was the exotic
that's the
foods?
Is that where you see the bird in there?
Yeah, you see the dead bird.
No.
Balut.
It's way too much.
But they said it's really good, though.
Is it good, Bam? You've had it?
I have it every weekend. It's protein. It's a lot of protein. It's caveman food.
I mean,
are you okay?
Course, yeah, I'm all right. you ready for the main course?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, sure.
Hey, Hugh, you know I love oxtails, right? You seen my girl.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to go oxtail pho. And for dessert, it's going to, if you got Google Hugh and Joe, pull it out right now and look up C-H-E-T-H-A-I. That's the dessert.
We're going to go. Wait a minute, spell that again.
C-H-E.
Space.
C-H-E.
What? Yep. T-H-A-I.
T-H-A-I.
All right, the Google's working. What's this, a drink?
Or what
is this? It's a fruit cocktail? It's a fruit cocktail, right?
Yep. Yes. It's a sweet soup.
Sweet
soup. We're going to go all of
it. Looks like it got milk in it.
Yeah, it got half and half note.
Hmm.
All right. It could be a drink pudding form, and even in the soup.
Yes.
Well, definitely one of the more unique ones. Bam, we appreciate the phone call.
Yeah, that's cool.
Disgusting.
Now, this isn't my cup of tea.
No.
But that's okay. I mean, everyone has their own taste.
But he's bringing I like it because he's bringing an ethnic flavor.
I like that, too. Yeah. It gave us, this is some stuff I never heard of there.
So,
but those balut eggs were out on those.
Yeah.
I did actually try, an interesting delicacy recently.
Yeah.
You ever hear of the century egg? We might have gotten that one, too.
It's like them old-ass eggs are aged for, 100 years or something.
Literally?
Yeah. No, it's preserved, so it's, cured, but I don't know why they're called century eggs.
Because they're supposed to be old. They're, green, aren't they? Or something. They're a darker color.
What'd you have? Over easy? Scrambled?
No. They're hard-boiled, kind of. You can look them up. They're, dark brown, black-ish. They do not look good at all.
You got them at the store and you made them yourself, or is this a restaurant?
No, I got them at a restaurant.
Mm, sounds interesting.
I really liked it.
It's a preserved. That's why they call them century eggs, because they're preserved and cured in an alkaline mixture. Millennium eggs or pine flower eggs.
Pine flower eggs. All right, let's go to, is this our caller responding to Ron calling him out?
Uh-oh.
I believe Joe in the Northeast was the one Ron was talking about.
We just talked about not having beef.
Yeah, but it's a Friday. Beef goes on Friday.
Go ahead, Joe. Joe's revealing himself.
Joe, what do you got?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Oh, good.
I think this fellow was referring to me.
Mm-hmm.
Robin Roberts, first of all, I didn't start following sports until about 1960. And Robin Roberts was started pitching in 1948. My thing about him and Aaron Nola was Robin Roberts didn't walk people, all right? Just like Nola. He's around the plate. And that's why you're going to give up more home runs. I'm not going to compare him. Robin Roberts pitched over 500 games for the Phillies and completed 250 or so on there. So, there's no comparison of who's the better pitcher or what the pitchers in the olden days, how they pitched longer and they didn't baby them and all. But
Joe, to your point, and I also think part of this is innings. If you the more innings you pitch, you're just going to give up more home runs. If you look at the leaderboard in the history of baseball, the most home runs, there's some good pitchers on there because they pitched 3,000, 4,000 innings. It's just going to happen. Robin Roberts in his career gave up one home run per nine innings pitched. Aaron Nola has given up 1.1 home runs per nine innings pitched. That is a similar thing about their game. I didn't think you meant it as he's as good as Robin Roberts.
You have to watch Aaron. The last couple of years, he's given up 30 home runs in both years. You have to watch him. But you hear people say, and some of the hosts on the show have said, maybe Nola's a fourth starter. Let's see Sanchez and Lizardo pitch a little more. Let's see them go a half a season. They do look good. I saw Lizardo against the Phillies. He's given quality starts.
Mm-hmm.
And can I say something about Randy Wolf?
Yeah, sure.
When Bella was the manager and Wade was the general manager, my daughter and I went to Florida for a three-game series. Bella was the manager. Tommy was our first baseman, okay? So before the game two, this young punk is in the stands, and Randy Wolf and Punto are on the field. So this
Nick Punto, the infielder.
Yeah. So he's this kid says to Wolf, "Hey Wolf, you suck. Wolf, you suck." Right. So this guard knew him, so he went over to the kid, and he didn't throw him out. He told him. Randy Wolf and Punto were so upset about this kid. They were going back at him for him saying that. And I said to my daughter, this was before game two, Wolf was going to pitch game three. I said, Donna, he's not going to win game three. I said, if this bothers him with this kid yelling at him, he ain't winning. And you know what? They lost all three games of that series.
Ooh, that's not good.
Right? And he's nowhere near. Aaron Nola, you know what you get from him, okay? And in reference to this lineup, too, if those 7, 8, 9 hitters can't produce as well as the 1, 2, and 3, there's no doubt Schwarber should be batting fourth behind Harper. Because and with Turner leading off and Harper batting two,
he'll have guys on base, yeah.
Turner's going to have cement shoes on. He's not going to run with Harper batting behind them. He's going to leave the hole open.
Well, Harper bats behind him anyway, but Harper bats behind him no matter what. It's 1, 2, 2, 3, yeah.
He shouldn't.
Well, who's going to bat behind him?
Stott. Here's what. I'll take a .265 batting average from Stott and have a productive out with him behind them and give Turner the chance to steal the base.
Yeah, I get it. Now, they are lefty-heavy, though. It's lefty-heavy, though.
Part-time play. Well, look, listen. They're just saying, about Harper and Schwarber batting back-to-back lefties, and they'll bring their lefties in at the end.
Yeah.
Well, then maybe these guys, are they part-time players?
But you make them worse. I mean, they're better against right. Joe, I get it. And Stott's, I think Stott's off to a good start this year. The issue is March has been horrendous. We've spent so much time on Bohm the last week or so, Hugh. Brandon Marsh has been atrocious.
Yeah, and he's been under the radar.
I don't even know when his last hit was.
It's been a while.
I don't know if it's in the month of April. I don't think he got a hit since the National Series.
He's garbage.
He has stunk. Mark in Woodbury Heights, what's up,
garbage
Mark?
Is so funny to me.
All right, guys. Hey, guys. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mark.
Let's cut to the chase here about the Phillies, okay? Mark is not the answer. Rojas is not the answer. I don't want to hear it early. You gave up one run last night in 10 innings, and you lost the game. Right?
Mm-hmm.
The pitching's not the problem. It's the same story, different day. They didn't get a hit from, the fourth inning on last night? Is that accurate?
Well, I know at one point they hadn't had one in real time from, 8 o'clock until, 12:30 a.m.
Right. A whole day went by before they got a hit.
Yeah.
So here's the bottom line. And we've seen this over and over again, so I don't want to hear it's too early. Stop it. I don't want to hear it. This team offensively is inept. Get Crawford up here now. Put him in center field. He leads off. Turner bats second. Harper bats third. Schwarber bats fourth. I don't want to hear it's left-handed heavy. They are your two best hitters. They play against lefties anyway. Just put them back to back. You can't operate in fear and say, I don't want to have Harper and Schwarber batting back-to-back because someone's going to bring in a lefty and wipe them out. You can't think that way. Rob Thompson is part of the problem here. Too analytical. Analysis. What are you saying, Joe? Paralysis by analysis?
Yeah, that happens, yep.
And we're going through this over and over and over again. Bring him up. Bring up Miller.
A lot of
pain. Put Bohm on the bench. Or Turner becomes the DH or left field. I don't figure it out, man.
Well, I'm with you on that. They need to figure this out. Mark, appreciate it. I don't think we're far off from the Crawford idea Crawford
Mark,
keeps hitting.
Mark, I let you rant.
He said, hey, guys.
No, but I let him rant. I got it. My wife about to get. Joe thought I was in my feelings. No, I was about to say, Mark, I respect your rant, but it's still too early because I don't want to hear it.
Enough.
You got to hear it, Mark. It's a little early, dog. Right, a little bit.
And I know people don't like the
Mark is strong.
Yeah, Mark's a great call.
I let him rant.
Early. My favorite Mark call was the first game. After the first game.
Enough is enough.
And he goes, enough.
It's enough. No, I mean, I get it. Mark, I get it. I mean, this is where
Mark's
we are as baseball.
But Mark and I used to battle on Wentz until I just won that one.
Yeah, you knocked him out.
It was a battle of attrition.
Did he fall into your bear trap like Ron?
I'm not being sensitive
but him
today.
No, you're okay today.
I'm okay.
Were in lockstep with Embiid, though. We had a lot of Embiid nights where we just crushed that guy.
Wait till you people in some of the comments.
As you're singing?
Listen. I sleep good at night, man. No, that one hurt me yesterday.
Which one hurt you?
I forgot. Which one hurt me the other day? When they said I was instigating a rabble-rouser?
You did not like that.
You're a complete rabble-rouser.
Like, it's only a few times my feelings have been hurt.
I'm sitting here, I have no opinions, I'm just saying you're a rabble-rouser.
The commitment thing kind of shook. Because
I think people started contacting you. That was struck a nerve. Just put it that way. All right. 215-592-9494. We'll finish with your phone calls here coming up. All right, we got to get our winner. Best answer we get. You still have time to hop in for your Masters dinner. If you were at the Masters, you won last year, you get to pick the meal this year. What is your Masters dinner? Best answer we get, $100 gift card to Sunoco. We'll check in with you people. Yes, you people at 145. The best of the YouTube chat comments. Still time to get featured there. But first, before we do all that, it has been an outrageous 24 hours of talk radio, both here at WIP and nationally. We'll get to that next. You got to hear the stuff that's going on in the air lately. I mean, it makes this show, makes you seem tame, what's going on out there. 215-592-9494 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. And let's talk about my friends. I'm guessing over at, you know, once in a while you misplace your paper. And you know what? We're going to talk about them coming up in a second.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table. And Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.